Deanna. And our second guest today is Christina England. And FYI, if you visit Spingola.com and you just happen to click on the second book in my trilogy, you will note that Amazon has banned that book. And one of my listeners mentioned that he couldn't get it at Amazon. And so I looked and I thought, well, I really am not surprised that it took so long, but somebody must have fallen asleep at the SPLC. But anyway, it's banned, but it is available elsewhere. Anyway, enough about me. My guest for the next 2 hours is Christina England. She is a research journalist and author. She was born and educated in London. She left school to work in a children's library. She has since dedicated her time for caring for the elderly. She was awarded Caregiver of the Year, and this was back in 1980. And then she went on to take a level A or A level in psychology and a BTEC in learning support. She has spent years and years researching vaccines and adverse reactions, and she gained a higher national diploma in journalism and media studies in 2010. And she writes for, and she's got a BA honorary degree, Hans degree in literature and humanities. She writes for VacTruth, Health Impact News, Green Med Info, The Liberty Beacon, Vaccine Impact, Medical Kidnap. I consider her a friend. She's also co-authored books, Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis, Our Parents Being Falsely Accused with Dr. Harold Buttram, and other books, and she's a delightful woman. And her motto is, before you vaccinate, investigate. So, Christina, have I said enough things?
I'm actually writing on the truth about vaccines.
Can you speak up? Just a touch high.
I put my volume up, but is that better?
No, it's still a little bit. Maybe they can raise the volume somewhere. Maybe our producer can raise the volume. Is that possible? Oh, okay.
Hold on, how about that?
Do you have a... Yeah, look in your settings, because we've never had this issue before, and see if your mic is turned way down, or maybe you're not using a mic or something. Cause...
I am using.
Oh, okay. So, if you look in your settings for your mic on Skype, okay. We can.
Is that any
okay,
good?
We can hear you.
Is that any good at all?
Okay, talk some more. Talk some more,
hello?
Christine.
Hello.
Yes.
Is that any good?
Yeah, that's better. I think it's better.
Yeah. I've got a faulty mic. I don't know about...
That's better. That's better.
Okay. Right. I also now work for the Truth About Cancer. I'm writing on their website, Ty Bollinger.
Right. Yes, I've had him on a program. Uh-huh.
Yes, well, I write on their website as well. I've just been taking by their organization. If you could hear... a kind of duck sound in the background. I'm sorry, my dog's got a toy and I can't get it away from him. She'll get rid of it later.
Well, we've had dogs on the program before and they're quite delightful. We like animals, so.
I'm quite a young puppy, so.
Yeah, it's okay. Dogs are welcome. So if you can work during the break on raising the volume of your mic and your settings, that would be a good thing. Our wonderful, wonderful producer will help you during the break to do that. He's terrific.
Is that better?
It's a touch better. It's a tad better. But he'll work with you during the break.
How about that? I've got my mic on full at the moment.
Okay. They're complaining in the chat room. But
How about if you phone me? Can you phone me at all?
Can he phone you? Yes.
I'll put my number up, okay.
Okay, yeah, just put it in the where you, yeah. Can you see where to put it? Or you could give it to me and then I'll
I'm not really sure how to do this.
Just go into where we usually talk back and forth in Skype. Just give me your telephone number there, and then I will give it to our wonderful producer.
Can I come out? I'll turn off.
Yeah, they mess up Skype every chance they get. It just seems like okay.
I don't know where it is actually.
Well, you know, they've changed it around so much. You know, they keep saying they're improving it. And yet it used to be that you could actually send audio files and all kinds of things via Skype. And now you can't send hardly anything. If it's over a certain size, then too bad, you can't send it.
Open conversation, I'll call it. Right, okay. Which number do you want? My main line.
Okay, you sound a little bit better. Okay, so go ahead and type your number into where we usually talk, and then I'll share it with Ken. Okay. Type. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, she's typing it in there. Okay, great. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Hey, listeners, I'm sorry, but sometimes people have technical difficulties, but we're fixing it. We have great help, a great producer in Ken, and he's fixing everything. So, anyway, okay. She is sharing her phone number, and we will reconnect, and then we will be able to hear her. But she has done some excellent work, and not only has she worked at sharing information, but she's also had children who had issues because of vaccine damage. So she has both personal experience as well as her research experience about this particular subject. And so it's wonderful that she can share that with us and join us today for that, for some more conversation. And I'm equally happy that we were able to share information and gain information from our first guest. It's definitely something that that we should concern ourselves with. And the one thing that we didn't talk about was the decriminalization of marijuana, because it's a nonviolent crime if you're nonviolent and you're in jail because you got caught with what Dr. Antoine called a joint. If you get caught with a joint or with marijuana in your car, you can go to prison for a very, very long time. And so I do believe that it should be decriminalized if you're going to be in, you know, because you could end up in prison for 8 or 9 years. And so I think it would be good to decriminalize. Okay, this is an overseas call. So we are going to have to work with within the Skype system in order to, and Ken can work with.
Sure. Yeah, look, play some music. Play that, our beautiful song. Play that beautiful song that I love so much. My entrance back, that would be good.
Anyway, this song that I've been using for returning to the program is such a beautiful, has such a beautiful message. And so Ken will play that, and then Ken can help her to get the volume up. And I know Skype is really... Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, this is fun today. That's okay.
Starts with you and me. We all
okay.
Can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me.
It starts with you and me.
We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Starts with you and me. Starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me.
Alrighty, welcome back. We were having a little technical difficulty, and hopefully we have that resolved. Our guest is Christina England, and she is an author. Her website is Parents and Carers Against Injustice.weebly.com, and of course I will post that into the chat room, so it is rather long. And anyway, Christina, welcome back.
Hello. Hi, I'm back again now. I'm sorry for that, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's just, well, technical difficulties sometimes happen. And somebody asked me if you have a website to inform expecting mothers and their soon-to-be children, and you do. And it's very important that people understand the nature of vaccines and the dangers that they present. And in this country, you're in the UK, you're in England. In this country, they are making such a big deal over the measles and mumps, as if these were deadly viruses that were going to take out the entire population of a city. It's absolutely outrageous. And of course the manufacturers are loving this because it means money in their pockets. It means that the politicians are certainly in bed with the producers of these vaccines. But it just infuriates me that they're making such a big deal of getting everybody vaccinated, when in fact they're so dangerous.
Yes, and actually, since the vaccines have been mandated in quite a few countries, it shows that the figures have gone up and up of measles. The statistics are just going skyrocketing up ever since the mandates came in. It's so much so that Italy has actually cancelled their mandate. They've actually reversed it.
Wow.
I'm actually writing an article on this at the moment, so keep an eye out if you want to see that one. It'll be on Health Impact News. I haven't actually got a title yet. I haven't got that far. I'm about halfway through writing it. It was something that was brought to my attention, and now I've been asked to write on it. So that's one of my next articles. I've got quite a few in the pipeline at the moment.
Absolutely, you do. Yeah. The other thing, on the website or on my schedule page, I mentioned in connection with your being on the program today, I mentioned the fact that there's a website that you have written for called Profitable Harm.
That's been taken down, sadly. It's one of the websites that has just disappeared.
Oh, I can still get it here. Oh. And one of their recent articles, whoa! Okay, so maybe they're just not active, because the last article that appeared was June 1st of 2018. So, anyway, they're saying that now that these genealogical DNA tests are available, and I am totally against the DNA test, because what the title of the article says, new DNA tests are connecting families and medical histories. And what they're trying to say is, hey, it's your fault. It's your fault that you're sick. It's your DNA that's making you sick. We don't have anything to do with your getting ill. It's your fault. So I'm glad they took it down.
Yeah, yeah. They've taken quite a few articles and quite a few things off that, so much so that I just gave up with it, and I've just not really posted on it for a long time.
Good.
I just decided that although it was a brilliant title of the website, it just wasn't worth it, and it was costing me an arm and a leg to keep it up there, and they kept putting the prices up. I think it was deliberate, and had a lot of information on it.
So, ah.
Things are happening. I mean, Facebook is banning a lot of things about anti-vaccines, anti-vaxxers. Amazon is, we've lost, the GoFundMe has now banned anything to do with vaccines on there. So basically we are being censored everywhere. Freedom of speech has gone out the window. We're not allowed to have opinions. We're not allowed to have thoughts of what we want to do for our children. The children now belong to the government. So it's just getting worse and worse. But people like myself will carry on regardless. Doesn't matter what they do, we'll carry on. There's a lot of us, and we're getting together. There's little clubs of us, and they don't really know what's going on. We're just going around in different ways. I did a conference last year, a very, very big conference in London. We had speakers from all over the world speaking on HPV vaccines, and it was very successful. And this is probably the way we have to go forward, conferences and things like that, on our own. And, you know, I managed it, and I'm a new journalist. And I had speakers from the US, I had speakers from New Zealand, I had speakers from all over. Spain, a speaker from Spain came, we had the wonderful Brandy Vaughan come over. So, it was a very successful conference on the HPV vaccine.
Right. I remember we had you on right before, a month before, so we could advertise that.
That's right. It was very successful. We had, the place was packed. We had to turn away people in the end, and we had to turn away speakers as well. Other people came that wanted to speak, and we just hadn't got the time. I mean, we went on for about 8-9 hours, and people stayed the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing for a conference that went on. We started about 10 in the morning, and we finished about 7 or 8 in the evening, and people were still there and still speaking until the center closed completely, 10 o'clock. So, you know, it was very successful indeed. And we got the message out. We got the message out, and people are speaking about it. They're still going on about the conference today. So it was very successful.
That's so wonderful.
It can be done. I'm not the only one that's doing it. There's a conference going on soon in, I think, California, I believe, on the HPV vaccine. There's conferences going on in Ireland. They've got a brilliant group over in Ireland called Regret. We've got loads and loads of different groups in England. We've got UK group for vaccine injured daughters, HPV vaccine injured daughters, people on there that are doing marvellous work and speaking over all over the world. There's conference going on soon in Africa on the HPV vaccine. So, I mean, I think it's the word's getting out there. It doesn't matter what they do, the word will continue to get out there.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing.
So, you know, the last two articles I've written were very successful. They won the HPV vaccine. We've now got the site, The Truth About Cancer and The Truth About Vaccines, which I'm writing on. It's very, very, very big, and it's just multiplying in numbers.
Wonderful. But this HPV virus, that is so terrible. They want to give it to boys and girls when they're very young.
Yes, yeah. The thing is that, I've written two articles recently, one of which was the first one I wrote on this, was the cervical cancer rates increased despite widespread use of the HPV vaccine. We had 20,000 shares on that. That is on The Truth About Vaccines. And, you know, basically there are over 100 strains of the virus, the HPV virus. People are believing it to be the cervical cancer vaccine. It is not a cervical cancer vaccine. It never has been. It's a HPV vaccine, the human papilloma virus. That is all the vaccine is for. It's never been for cervical cancer. It's supposed to be a bit, well, it says in my article, I've actually written about what the FDA, the WHO says, the CDC. They're all saying the same. They're all sort of saying it's cervical cancer vaccine. And it's just not. I mean, whichever site you go on, parents are, well, children, mainly children actually, for school, are being told to Google it and go on, you know, the CDC website, the World Health Organization website. And what they're saying is that it will help prevent cervical cancer. Now, it's been found that only actually two of the strains of the HPV virus are believed to be responsible for 70% of all cases of cervical cancer. And that is what the FDA is saying. At the time that the vaccine was introduced, the HPV virus, which according to professionals is a sexually transmitted infection, it was said to have affected approximately 80% of women in the US.
Oh.
This is what I've been writing. However, according to research, there are more than 100 strains of the virus, the majority of which are not serious and can clear up on their own. And I go on to describe adverts that are being portrayed on TV. And in fact, there was an advert in the UK, and it was everywhere. And it had three young girls. I put a picture up on it on this article. It was an NHS advert, and it had three girls with their sleeves rolled up, three teenagers, and it said, "Armed for life against cervical cancer."
Wow. Alrighty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reaching for a dream of peace to break the madness.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest, the last 2 hours of today's program, is Christina England. She is an author, she is an activist, and I consider her a friend. Her website is parentsandcarersagainstinjustice.weebly.com, and I will put that in the chat room. And of course, it's on the schedule page. And we're talking about vaccines and about all of the censorship that is going on, and it just it's terrible. And you were talking about the injuries to children from this vaccine, and the number of strains of this of HPV, which, yes. And you also mentioned before we went to break that they were telling children at school to ask their parents about it. That is so terrible, to exploit children and scare them so that they will provoke their parents, or to provoke. They can provoke parents. Children can provoke parents to help them, and of course they're indoctrinated at school. Oh, you've got to get this, or you're going to get cancer. You're going to die. You're going to be hurt. Children are very vulnerable, very very trusting, and. And of course, they trust their teachers to tell them the truth, and then they go home and they have to Oh, it's terrible. This is awful.
Yes, I mean, I've heard several stories recently. I mean, this particular advert that I was talking about just before we went to the break, it says arm yourself for life, or armed for life. And it gives the impression that they're armed for life against cervical cancer. The children are being shown videos at school, from what I've been told. I haven't got any girls at school, but certainly they're being told to watch cervical cancer films all about cervical cancer. And the children can die. We've got them, people dying on soap. We've got soap on. One of the soaps in UK at the moment is centred around a girl dying of cervical cancer and being pregnant. That's when she found out. And this particular advert is one that I wanted to talk about in particular, because
sure.
The fact that at the time many believed the advert was giving parents the impression that if their daughter received this HPV vaccine, it would protect her against cervical cancer for life. Now, I was absolutely outraged by this. This was going back a bit. We're going back to 2010, 2011. But at the time, I had been researching the vaccine, and I decided that this advertising campaign was just a step too far. And it was for that reason that I made a stand, and I actually complained to Advertising Standards Authority. Now, I didn't expect them to even answer, but I stated that there was no evidence to support that Cervarix, which was the one that they were using at the time in UK, could protect children against cervical cancer for life. And I backed my complaint with loads and loads of evidence. Anyway, I wrote, there was quite a few letters that went backwards and forwards, and in the end, I actually received a letter, and I've actually put it on this actual article that I've written, and it actually said, "Thank you, dear Miss England, thank you for your complaint. Thank you for contacting us to make a complaint. We have taken it up with the such and such, I won't say which primary care trust, but it was our local one. Based on the information that you have provided, it appears that you have a valid point, and with a view to acting quickly, we have instructed the advertisers to change the advert." Now, bearing in mind that this is at the NHS, the National Health Service in Great Britain, this was quite a step. And they actually did take all of the adverts down off of the buses and out of schools. They actually removed all the adverts. They didn't change the adverts. They redid them and redid new adverts completely, which weren't half anywhere near as sort of suggestive as the last one. So parents can actually do things themselves. If you see something that's wrong, to say that you think it's wrong and try and prove that it's wrong. I mean, if I did it, and this is going back to when I just qualified as a journalist, I'm sure that anybody else can do it. And, you know, to get the actual advertising standards to admit that I did have a valid point, and that, you know, I mean, admittedly, I did get people, you know, very sort of professionals in the field to support what I was saying. I think I got Diane Harper, who worked on the vaccine at the time, who'd actually helped to produce the, well, she was part of the team that manufactured the vaccine in the first place. She worked with GlaxoSmithKline, and I believe she worked for Merck as well, and she had a lot to do with the vaccines. So, I mean, now we've got another one advert out there, and this one I think is even worse, and I should imagine many, many people, certainly in the US, have seen it, where they have girls actually stand. I mean, it's a terrible advert. It's an advert which young actors and actresses pretend that they've developed cancer from the HPV virus. That's the first thing. This is a Merck advert. This is a tactic that many people believe that is used by Merck to guilt trip parents into having their children vaccinated. If that's not bad enough, they encourage their actors to then stare right into the camera and ask their parents whether or not that they knew the HPV vaccine could have protected them against virus that caused the cervical cancer.
Isn't that terrible? Those commercials are absolutely horrible. And of course, the people that actually get these vaccines, that have died, that have gotten really, really sick, have been paralyzed, they never talk about these people at all. And of course, they always cover up, you know, the problems with the vaccines. But the number of people that could possibly get cancer, cervical cancer, is minimal compared to the number of people that are damaged by the vaccine.
The funny thing is that since the vaccine has been introduced, the rates of cervical cancer have skyrocketed. And I've actually proved this. I've given article after article. Within my article, I gave papers and articles and studies proving categorically that the rates of cervical cancer have gone up since the vaccine was introduced. And we've got, you know, really big scientists here. In April 2018, Lars Anderson published a paper titled "Increased Incidence of Cervical Cancer in Sweden, Possible Link to the HPV Vaccine."
Whoa.
It was retracted, but it's still up there. It's still up there, and I have given links to everywhere that you can find this particular paper. And he stated he has shown that the cases have gone up. Throughout his paper, the data suggested that the HPV vaccine was approved in 2006. Since then, the incidence of cervical cancer has risen significantly, from a total of 202 cases in 2006 to a total of 317 cases in 2015. We are talking one country here, we're talking Sweden here. So he gives explanations, and he actually states that he believes that he said another possibility is that the HPV vaccine could play a role in the increase of the incidence of cervical cancer. And it was a very, very powerful paper. Since then, I've seen other papers, other studies. James Lyons Weller, he wrote a fantastic paper stating very similar statistics. He began his paper, "Vaccination against the human papillomavirus is supposed to reduce the risk of cervical cancer. It was introduced in 2006. We were told that the full effect of the vaccine on cervical cancer rates in young women vaccinated against HPV won't be known until the patients in those studies reach age 45 to 50, which is around 2050. And he went on and he explained how he'd seen in his own studies that the cervical cancer rates had gone up significantly. There were other papers. In fact, if you look on the cervical, hang on, let's have a look. The Cancer Research UK website. Now, I've put this really, really fascinating sort of thing up because it was a graph showing how the projected rates of cervical cancer were predicting it to rise significantly over the years. And as I put, as you can see, this image alone clearly indicates that Cancer Research UK, which is one of the world's leading cancer research facilities, is predicting that the rates of cervical cancer will continue to rise despite the use of HPV vaccines. And that's on their own website.
So it would appear that not only is the medical industry making money, Big Pharma is making money pushing the vaccines, but now, on the other end of the scale, people are making money treating the cancer. So it would appear. Ken mentioned that probably it's a population reduction scheme, which is probably true. but they're going to make as much money as they can in the process of doing away with some of the population.
Yes, this is true. I mean, the second article, which I've just written, it was my last one that I had published, was called titled Growing Concern About the Safety of HPV Vaccine as 436 Deaths Are Reported. Now, this one's quite interesting because the world, all of the main sort of sites that you go to for information, or parents are you know, told to go to, which is World Health Organization, the FDA, the CDC, all these kinds of organizations say that the vaccine is 100%, well, not 100%, they say it's safe and effective.
Well, of course, all the ABC agencies are devoted to the corporations, and they're in bed with the corporations that are producing these vaccines. And always been the case.
And they're all saying it's safe and effective. And I went through each and every one. The CDC, they said HPV vaccine safety, the human papillomavirus is safe, effective, and offer long-lasting protection against cancer by HPV. And I proved just how much of a lie these things were, because they're actually backed. There's the World Health Organization has a database, and it's called DigiAccess Database. Now, if you go onto that website, and I put all the links here, so on this article, you can actually see, if you put Gardasil, I only did Gardasil, I didn't do Cervarix. If you put Gardasil in the search bar and then just click it, you'll find out just how many actual adverse reactions have been reported to the World Health Organization. Now, there have been so far a total of 91,209 reports of adverse reactions.
And oh my goodness.
There is, 2,669 cardiac disorders. The statistics were absolutely outrageous. And I've actually put the page up. The page is up. Now, the thing was that if you actually clicked on each link, it was hyperlinked, and people don't realize it. So when you go into it, you can find out more about it. You can find out, for instance, 38 reported cases of cardiac arrest. And it's absolutely, it's astounding. I mean, you just got the two pages which I put up show absolutely how many disorders there are. And I mean, it goes from small ear infections, eye disorders, little smaller things like, you know, soreness around the injection site and things like that, right through to nervous system disorders, paralysis, psychiatric disorders, right through to death. And the disorders that I found on this website, and this is World Health Organization's website, is absolutely extraordinary. And there's so many films out now. We've got Sacrificial Virgin. That was a fantastic film. And they show on there a graph, which I actually put up. It was from the UK Association of HPV Vaccine Injured Daughters. They supplied me with a more recent image of it as well, showing how many cases of actual adverse reactions had been reported for all of the different vaccines. How many more cases of injuries had been reported to the yellow card system in the UK, which is very similar to the FAERS website. It's our FAERS website, and it's actually showing just how many different adverse reactions in comparison with all the other vaccines. And it literally, the adverse reactions are off the scale. It's absolutely amazing. And when you look at this film, it is an absolutely amazing film. It has been banned off Amazon, but it's still around. We can still get it. It's still on YouTube if you have a look. The three sections of it. It is a marvellous film. It was, hang on, I have the filmmakers here. I have to put it down. Filmmakers, Yep, it's Media Digital Productions and Yellow Entertainment. It's a three-part documentary. It was written by Joan Shenton. And I've spoken to quite a few doctors, and I've spoken to Joan as well. And I've actually got quotes. I asked Joan Shenton what action she would like to see governments take in regards to the HPV vaccine. And she said, "I'm not a scientist, but I echo the statements below from doctors and scientists. My personal view, after meeting and speaking to so many victims, the HPV vaccine..."
Christina, I'm sorry, dear. We do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. Okay. We will be right back.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back, and our guest today, the last part of her program, is Christina England. Her website is Parents and Carers Against Injustice.weebly.com, and of course I will post that in the chat room. And you posted something here, growing concern about the safety. Okay, that's something. I'll post that in there too. I'll post that.
Okay, that was the one I was just speaking about.
Right.
I'll give you the other one as well.
Okay. I'll post those. Excuse me. Someone posted something in the website or in the chat room also about the exact ingredients in the HPV. He says the ingredients are proteins of HPV type 6, 11, 16, and 18, amorphous aluminum hydroxyphosphate sulfate, yeast protein, sodium chloride, L-histidine, polysorbate 80, sodium borate. Now, this polysorbate 80 is a pretty dreadful thing, and it's really, really bad. I looked it up during the break, and it is even in ice cream. What they do, they put it in food. When you make pudding at home, just a regular pudding, it separates a little bit. So they put it in food. They put it in ice cream. They put it in cosmetics. They put it in vaccines. And it's an amber golden colored viscous liquid. And it's a chemical derived from the dehydration of sugar alcohol and oleic acid. It's not something you want to be taking, having it pumped into your body. People are not reading. People don't know what they don't know. And it is pretty awful stuff out there that and it's supposed to be, and it's in things like vitamins. They put it in vitamins, which is another reason why you really need to be making your own capsules, because you don't know what's in something that's supposed to be beneficial.
No, that's right. You don't. Also, sodium. What was the other thing you said? I can't even remember.
Okay,
it was sodium. I know that one is a young killer.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, I mean they're quite gross. We did an awful lot on the aluminium. I actually interviewed Chris Exley. I have that on a film. It was in my last article that I was speaking about. I've actually got the film because it is out there on YouTube. We are allowed to show that one. And he was telling some awful things about the aluminium. And I think it is a very good film.
Right. Alrighty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be right back.
That neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.